To see here, that's the old covenant church. But Jesus is the Greek form of Joshua.
Amen.
The Hebrew general, Joshua, who led Israel into warfare. Now, this is what I want you to understand. When we talk about kingdoms clashing, Joshua was raised up to lead Israel into warfare.
Amen. That's it. Yes.
Moses led him out of Egypt.
Amen.
Joshua was raised up to lead him into warfare.
Amen. That's it.
To take the land. And let me remind you, the spies, that whole scenario, even though God didn't affirm that, they sent spies. And the Lord told them, there are seven nations mightier than you. And they're stronger than you. But be of good cheer. I command you to be strong because I've given you a promise. Question is, whose report do you really believe?
Amen.
Come on, really, whose report do you really believe?
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Now, to be prepared for greater victories, what we need is a greater revelation
Amen.
Of who Jesus is.
Right.
We must know him as more than just our Savior.
Amen?
Amen? As a matter of fact, to the surprise of many, in this last hour, Jesus is not just the shepherd. He's going to appear and is appearing to his people as a holy warrior dressed for battle. Forget all those calendars you see.
Amen.
Don't be deceived. He's dressed for war.
Amen.
He's coming, and he's not coming to negotiate.
Amen.
He's not coming to take prisoners. He's coming to take back everything that belongs to him. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. There's going to be a shaking and a separating. Wheat from the tare, goats from the sheep. To be honest, sometimes you wonder, what happened to so-and-so? What happened? And without being critical or judgmental, many times it's the Lord sifting.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Question to you. When Jesus does come, will you recognize him? Will you recognize him? When Israel wanted to speak or wanted to hear God for themselves, which God, that's his will, that we all hear him for ourselves, that we all have a relationship, for we are priests. But Israel, because they were so rebellious and independent and, you know, just carnal, they never developed relationship like that, but they got tired of hearing the preachers,
Amen.
The elders, the leaders, the teachers.
Amen.
We want to hear God for ourselves.
Right.
Even though God knew they weren't ready.
Amen.
He said, all right, Moses, they demand that. Have them do this, this, this. And on this day, have them come to the edge of the mount. Don't touch the mount. I'm going to come down and I'm going to speak to them. And there they all were around the mount, and God came down. But in the manner in which God came, they hadn't any capacity for it.
Amen. Amen.
Can you see God in your trial?
Amen.
Or is it just the devil just beating you down, getting over on you? How is that when all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his promise and his purpose? Does the music stop when you go into a trial? The singing is over. Now it's just complaining and woe is me and moaning and murmuring. And or can do you still hear the music? Will you recognize him when he comes? Stop looking for the little baby in the manger. We are on the other side of the cross. He's a warrior now. The Apostle John that was closest to him on the Isle of Patmos, when he saw him, he fell before him as a dead man. And this man walked with him, handled him, ate with him, slept next to him, knew him probably better than anyone, got the revelation from him. But when he saw him, he fell dead. As a dead man. He hadn't known him like that. Again, will you recognize Jesus when he comes? Let me go to there. Joshua chapter 5 and verse 10 through 15. Joshua chapter 5 verse 10 through 15. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place wherein you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. In Egypt, Israel did not have enough. Of course, they were by the flesh pots and they ate, but at a point in time, the Pharaoh began to take the straw from them and they had to go get straw rather than straw being delivered for them to build or to make the bricks. And it was an impossibility for them to go get the straw and come and keep up the same amount of production. So the enemy, Pharaoh, put what they call rigor on them. They were multiplying too fast. And so he had to do something to try to disrupt and to try to destroy and kill as many as possible. And so in Egypt, they didn't have enough. That's a sign that you are in a particular portion of your journey when you never have enough.
Amen, 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 amen.
You are still in bondage.
Amen, amen.
Look at what I tell them. It's your fault too.
Amen, amen.
When you never have enough, when Pharaoh's always oppressing you and you're always going through and you always know, that's not God's fault.
Amen.
Amen. He already sent Moses.
Amen.
Amen. He's already delivered us from the power of darkness.
Amen.
Sometimes it's because your mind has not been renewed. Sometimes your mouth is still like Isaiah. Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Maybe your lips are unclean.
Amen.
When there's never enough, is a sign of Egypt.
Amen.
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 Stop looking at me crazy. Say amen.
Amen.
Crossing your eyes and be like, just say amen. It's the truth.
Amen.
When there's not enough, when there's never enough, that is not enough is a sign of Egypt.
Amen. Amen.
That the world is governing you.
Amen.
That your hope, that your faith, that your trust is in something that's not going to provide enough.
Amen.
Your job.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Your job is a resource. God is the source.
Amen.
When you're working 4 and 5 jobs and you still not making ends meet, still not getting ahead, that's a wake-up call. That's time for you to realize, wait a minute, I got my affection is in the wrong place. I need to slow down here and trust God. Amen. Tell somebody right now, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. When Moses leaned on his own understanding, he lost dominion. Will you recognize him when he comes? He's a warrior king. He told Joshua, loose thy shoe. In Exodus 3, he told Moses the same thing. He said, loose thy shoe from off your foot, for the ground on which you stand is holy. The ground on which you stand is holy ground. Now, I want to bring something from old to new, from then to now. Because, you know, there's this concept that there are certain places that are holy ground. Well, we just read, wherever the sole of your feet tread.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God says, I've given that to you.
Amen.
How is that just where the sole of our feet tread? In Job, we read where Lucifer or Satan appeared before God with the sons of God.
Yes.
Not men, these were angels.
Amen.
And the Lord said, Satan, where are you coming from? He said, from walking to and fro, up and down in the earth. Now the enemy wasn't just taking a stroll.
Amen. 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 Amen.
It was after Adam had abdicated his dominion.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.